Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and this is chapter 49 of the book of Genesis. Let's ask the Lord to bless this service. Lord, bless this service. Let it enter into our hearts and give us the strength for another day, one day at a time. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you show us the way to live in this world. We know that the mistakes and the sins that people did in the Old Testament and in the New Testament are examples for us to not do. And the things that they did right, and they, when you bless them, these are the things that we're to do. And Lord, we thank you for this reproof. We thank you for teaching us your ways, because your word teaches us how to war against Satan. As David said, your word teaches him how to war. Lord God, open our spirits and the mind of our spirits to receive everything from your word. In Jesus' name, we pray that you'll come against every power of darkness in this world, every group, every person, every army of imps that's coming against the people, your people. We ask it in Jesus' name. We'll close every door to them and open every door for us. And do it speedily, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Genesis chapter 49, King James Version, verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiledest thou it. He went up to my couch. Commentary verses 1 through 4. Jacob blesses his sons. Then Jacob called together all his sons and said, quote, Gather around me, and I will tell you what is going to happen to you in the days to come. Come and listen, O sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel your father. Quote, Reuben, you are my oldest son, the child of my vigorous youth. You are first on the list in rank and honor. But you are as unruly as the waves of the sea, and you will be first no longer. For you slept with one of my wives, you dishonored me in my own bed. King James Version, verse 5. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Commentary verses 5 through 7. Quote, Simeon and Levi are two of a kind, men of violence. O my soul, stay away from them. May I never be a party to their wicked plans. For in their anger they murdered men, and they crippled oxen just for sport. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce. Cursed be their wrath, for it is cruel. Therefore I will scatter them. King James Version, verse 8. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Okay. Commentary, verses 8 through 10. Quote, Judah, your brothers will praise you. You will defeat your enemies. All your relatives will bow before you. Judah is a young lion that has finished eating his prey. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who will dare to rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his descendants, until the coming of the one to whom it belongs, the one whom all nations will obey. King James Version, verse 11. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Commentary, verses 11 through 13. He ties his foal to a grapevine, the colt of his donkey to a choice vine. He washes his clothes in wine because his harvest is so plentiful. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth are whiter than milk. Quote, Zebulun will settle on the shores of the sea and will be a harbor for ships. His borders will extend to Sidon. King James Version, verse 14. Issachar is a strong ass, couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Commentary, verses 14 through 15. Quote, Issachar is a strong beast of burden, resting among the sheepfolds. When he sees how good the countryside is, how pleasant the land, he will bend his shoulder to the task and submit to coarse labor. King James Version, verse 16. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Commentary, verses 16 through 18. Quote, Dan will govern his people like any other tribe in Israel. He will be a snake beside the road, a poisonous viper along the path, that bites the horse's heels so the rider is thrown off. I trust in you for salvation, O Lord! Exclamation point. King James Version, verse 19. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Commentary, verses 19 through 20. Quote, Gad will be plundered by marauding bands, but he will turn and plunder them. Quote, Asher will produce rich foods, food fit for kings. King James Version, verse 21. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow abode in the strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors, unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Commentary, verses 21 through 26. Quote, Naphtali is a deer that's been let loose, producing magnificent fawns. Quote, Joseph is a fruitful tree beside a fountain. His branches reach over the wall. He has been attacked by archers who shot at him and harassed him. But his bow remains strong, and his arms were strengthened by the mighty one of Jacob, the shepherd, the rock of Israel. May the God of your ancestors help you. May the Almighty bless you with the blessings of the heavens above, blessings of the earth beneath, and blessings of the breasts and womb. May the blessings of your ancestors be greater than the blessings of the eternal mountains, reaching to the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. These blessings will fall on the head of Joseph, who is a prince among his brothers. King James Version, verse 27. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is that their father spake unto them, and blessed them, every one according to his blessing he blessed them. And he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for possession of a burying place. Commentary verses 27 through 30. Quote, Benjamin is a wolf that prowls. He devours his enemies in the morning, and in the evening he divides the plunder. These are the 12 tribes of Israel, and these are the blessings with which Jacob blessed his 12 sons. Each received a blessing that was appropriate to him. Heading, Jacob's death and burial. Then Jacob told them, quote, Soon I will die. Bury me with my father and grandfather in the cave of Ephron's field. This is the cave in the field of Machpelah, near Mamre in Canaan, which Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite for a permanent burial place. King James Version, verse 31. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed, and yielded up the ghost, and was gathered unto his people. Commentary verses 31 through 33. There Abraham and his wife Sarah are buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebekah are buried. And there I buried Leah. It is the cave that my grandfather Abraham bought from the Hittites. Then when Jacob had finished this charge to his sons, he laid back in the bed, breathed his last breath, and died.
Okay, now we have commentaries.
49 verses 5 through 7. Quote, Simeon and Levi are two of a kind, men of violence. O my soul, stay away from them. May I never be a party to their wicked plans. For in their anger they murdered men, and they crippled oxen just for sport. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce. Cursed be their wrath, for it is cruel. Therefore I will scatter them. Simeon and Levi were characterized by violence, and the history of these brothers in Genesis corroborates Jacob's assessment of them. After their sister was raped, they took revenge by deceiving and slaughtering all the men of the city where the atrocity had occurred. Genesis chapter 34, verses 1 through 31.
Well, we're not going to read that. The people can, you folks, the listeners can read through that. Then what else?
This tendency needed to be curbed. Many years later, however, when Moses shouted for all who were on the Lord's side to come and join him, the Levites came and vigorously defended God's cause. Exodus 32, verses 25 through 29. Quote, And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, Consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. As a result, they were chosen as God's priest in Israel. So we need to look to God to transform our weaknesses into strengths, just as he did with the descendants of Levi. Chapter 49, verses 13 through 27. Jacob's remarks concerning each of his sons seemed to some people very harsh, but the information he shared should have given helpful directions to each of them. We have a lot to learn from the scriptures and from our parents, but often they are not willing to be honest with us, or if they are, we aren't really ready to listen to them. We need to learn both to speak honestly to people when they need reproof and rebuke, and we also need to listen with respect when people that know reprove and rebuke us. Chapter 49, verses 1 through 28. This is not only a prophecy, but also a blessing. We have to see verse 28 on that. There's even a curse for certain sons. Jacob spoke authoritatively in faith. Therefore, his words were creative because they were of the Lord and would have significant effect upon future generations. Jacob reserved, and God did it through the Spirit, his best blessings for Judah and Joseph. Their descendants did indeed become the most dominant tribes in Israel, Judah in the south, Ephraim and Manasseh in the north. Typical of an ancient Semitic's death or dying blessings, there is a collective quality to all of his statements, and it's for sure that Jacob was speaking not merely of individual sons, but actually of their descendants as well. Chapter 49, verses 3 through 4. Quote, Reuben, you are my oldest son, the child of my vigorous youth. You are first on the list in rank and honor. But you are as unruly as the waves of the sea, and you will be first no longer. For you slept with one of my wives, you dishonored me in my own bed. Reuben should have actually received the preeminent blessing, the most, because he was the firstborn. But he defiled his father's bed when he laid with Bilhah his father's concubine. Chapter 35, verse 22. Quote, And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. He therefore forfeited the place of prominence and became a pastoral people east of the Jordan. That is found in Numbers 32, 1 through 33. Chapter 49, verses 5 through 7. Quote, Simeon and Levi are two of a kind, men of violence. O my soul, stay away from them. May I never be a party to their wicked plans. For in their anger they murdered men, and they crippled oxen just for sport. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce. Cursed be their wrath, for it is cruel. Therefore I will scatter them. Jacob actually feared his next two sons, brothers, two of a kind. Exclamation point. An illustration of their cruelty or violence and anger against people that anger was not due. We can be angry, but only in the Lord. We can be angry, but sin not. Anger was the slaughter at Shechem. Genesis chapter 35, verses 25 through 31. Simeon was overlooked in Moses' later blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 33. They were apparently absorbed into Judah, Joshua 15:20 through 63, and 19:1 through 9. Because the Levites were the first to return to God after the golden calf incident, they did rise to prominence as the tribe to offer special priestly services unto the Lord, Numbers chapter 3, verses 12 through 13, also verse 41. Quote, And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, Mine shall they be, I am the Lord. Verse 41, And thou shalt take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel. The Old Testament history was one of vacillating emotion. Chapter 49, verses 8 through 12. Quote, Judah, your brothers will praise you. You will defeat your enemies. All your relatives will bow before you. Judah is a young lion that has finished eating his prey. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who will dare to rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his descendants, until the coming of the one to whom it belongs, the one whom all nations will obey. He ties his foal to a grapevine, the colt of his donkey to a choice vine. He washes his clothes in wine, because his harvest is so plentiful. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth are whiter than milk. Judah was next in order of birth, so Jacob granted him the blessing of the firstborn. He would be a ruler over Israel and the nations. Jacob's prediction was fulfilled in the fact that Shiloh, or Jesus, the Messiah, was to come from the tribe of Judah. 49 verses 11 through 12. Quote, He ties his foal to a grapevine, the colt of his donkey to a choice vine. He washes his clothes in wine because his harvest is so plentiful. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth are whiter than milk. Using highly symbolic language, Jacob prophesied the Messianic age to be one of paradise on earth. The Messianic age, meaning that when Jesus came to the world and wouldn't set up a Messianic government, but would set up the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. But people thought that it would be where he would take over the entire world, and there would be an abundance of food, vitality, and health, overall bounty. Then they would have their fill of wine and milk. But of course, this isn't what the Lord had in mind. Chapter 49, verse 13. Quote, Zebulun will settle on the shores of the sea, and will be a harbor for ships. His borders will extend to Sidon. Zebulun was to enjoy a very mediocre maritime position, very dull, very boring. His descendants were instrumental in defeating Sisera, Judges 4, 6-10. Quote, And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kedesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor? And take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee the river Kishon, Sisera the captain of Jabin's army with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go, but if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. 49 verses 14 through 15. Quote, Issachar is a strong beast of burden, resting among the sheepfolds. When he sees how good the countryside is, how pleasant the land, he will bend his shoulder to the task and submit to coarse labor. Issachar was to be basically docile, accepting a happy, quiet life in Canaan. You can see this when you read Deuteronomy 33:18.
What is a coarse to labor? Coarse labor.
You can see this when you read Deuteronomy 33:18. They were politically insightful. They had insight into politics, switching allegiance from Saul to David. 1 Chronicles 12:32. quote, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. 49 verses 16 through 18. Quote, Dan will govern his people like any other tribe in Israel. He will be a snake beside the road, a poisonous viper along the path that bites the horse's heels so the rider is thrown off. Dan was a small tribe, but the little serpent by the way, by the roadside, can destroy a mighty cavalryman. Dan, unfortunately, did not live up to its blessing of being a mighty warrior. Judges chapter 1, verse 34. Quote, and the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountain, for they would not suffer them to come down to the valley. And seems to have had little intention with any of the other tribes in later years. Judges chapter 5, verse 17. Quote, Gilead abode beyond Jordan, and why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breeches. Samson was a Danite. 49 verse 19. Quote, Gad will be plundered by marauding bands, but he will turn and plunder them. Troop, tramp, triumph are all word plays in Hebrew on the name Gad. This tribe later settled east of the Jordan River, and they suffered much from the Amorite, the Moabite, and the Amalekite attacks. 49 verse 20. Quote, Asher will produce rich foods, food fit for kings. The tribe of Asher inherited a choice area on the coast north of Mount Carmel. That's over in Haifa. It was near Phoenician merchant cities and became rich. Yet they did not expel the Phoenicians when they were supposed to. Judges chapter 1, verses 31 through 32. Quote, neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko, nor the inhabitants of Zidon, nor of Halab, nor of Achzib, nor of Helba, nor of Aphek, nor of Rehob. But the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. 49 verse 21. Quote, Naphtali is a deer that's been let loose, producing magnificent fawns. Naphtali was also prosperous, located in a fertile northern mountain area. Joshua chapter 20 verse 7. Quote, and they appointed Kedesh in Galilee and Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. They never drove out the Canaanites when they were supposed to, but received tribute money from them instead. Chapter 49, verses 22 through 26. Quote, Joseph is a fruitful tree, a fruitful tree beside a fountain. His branches reach over the wall. He has been attacked by archers who shot at him and harassed him. But his bow remained strong, and his arms were strengthened by the mighty one of Jacob, the shepherd, the rock of Israel. May the God of your ancestors help you. May the Almighty bless you with the blessings of the heavens above, blessings of the earth beneath, and blessings of the breasts and womb. May the blessings of your ancestors be greater than the blessings of the eternal mountains, reaching to the utmost bounds of everlasting hills. These blessings will fall on the head of Joseph, who is a prince among his brothers. Joseph received the longest blessing. He is pictured as fruitful, verse 22, hated, verse 23, and strong, verse 24, and a leader among his brothers, verse 26. His descendants were all leaders among the northern tribes, 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 25 through 33, but were also idolaters and participated in treasonous alliances. That's proven in 2 Chronicles 25, 5 through 8, and Hosea 4:17. 2 Chronicles 25:5-8. Quote, "Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together, and made them captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, according to the house of their fathers, throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to war, that could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy, for God hath power to help and to cast down." Some settled east of the Jordan. Gideon was a Josephite from the tribe of Joseph. 49:24. Quote, "But his bow remained strong, and his arms were strengthened by the mighty one of Jacob, the shepherd, the rock of Israel." These titles for Yahweh are rare in the Old Testament. Chapter 49:25-26. Quote, "May the God of your ancestors help you. May the Almighty bless you with the blessings of the heavens above, blessings of the earth beneath, and blessings of the breasts and womb. May the blessings of your ancestors be greater than the blessings of the eternal mountains, reaching to the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. These blessings will fall on the head of Joseph, who is a prince among his brothers." The blessings are strikingly similar to Moses. A benediction upon Joseph in Deuteronomy 33:13-16.
This is real important to pay attention to this man's word. These are the last words this man ever uttered, and they were guided by, his tongue was guided by the Holy Spirit. So it's real important to not just run over it real fast, but to put some weight into it. Because all the things that he prophesied came to pass. And you're not to read it like Hickory Dickory Dock. Here, let's go.
Quote, "And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren." The Almighty. See Genesis 17:1-2. Quote, "And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly." Chapter 49:27. Quote, "Benjamin is a wolf that prowls. He devours his enemies in the morning, and in the evening he divides the plunder." Benjamin's blessing is actually positive. They shall be a spirited tribe who Moses called, quote, "the beloved of the Lord." Deuteronomy 33:12. Quote, "And of Benjamin he said, The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders." They showed some unrest under David, which is found in 2 Samuel 20:1. Quote, "And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet, and said, We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. every man to his tents, O Israel. But joined the southern kingdom in Israel, stood up, divided. 1 Kings 12:21. Quote, and when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. King Saul and the Apostle Paul were Benjamites. Chapter 49, verses 29 through 32. Quote, then Jacob told them, soon I will die. Bury me with my father and grandfather in the cave of Ephron's field. This is the cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre in Canaan, which Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite for a permanent burial place. There Abraham and his wife Sarah are buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebekah are buried. And there I buried Leah. It is the cave that my grandfather Abraham bought from the Hittites. That's chapter 23, verses 4 through 20. 49, verse 33. Quote, then when Jacob had finished this charge to his sons, he laid back in the bed, breathed his last breath, and died. He drew. The bed means he took to his deathbed, was gathered to his people, addresses the unity of the patriarchal family even in death.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and that was chapter 49, the book of Genesis. Keep looking up. Keep thinking about the Lord and all the scriptures that cause you to be strong to walk one day at a time. Till next time, praise the Lord, and God bless you.